When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with Goodbye, Jonah. Makers of Johnson's Wax take honest pride in the fact that they were the first to discover the possibility of preserving the finish on automobiles by protecting the paint with an invisible film of tough, wear-resisting wax. Nothing known to science gives greater protection against all weather conditions. If you take any pride at all in your car, it's extremely important that you wax the finish now with Johnson's Auto Wax before winter sets in. Once your car is wax protected, the paint will not be harmed by freezing blizzards, sleet, and snow. You can buy Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner from your regular Johnson's Wax dealer, auto supply store, garage, or filling station. So don't delay another day. Wax your car the Johnson way. The millennium has arrived, folks. After all these drab years of haphazard saint-nicking, Fibber has conceived a really revolutionary idea. He has opened the Fibber McGee College of Santa Clauses to train department store Chris's in commercial cringling. And here in the classroom, addressing his pupils, who are all dressed up in Santa costumes, we find Fibber Yuletide McGee.
Class of 1937 will please come to order. Now, boys, you are about to graduate from the Fibber McGee College of Santa Clauses. Now, we've spent many happy days here together on the Kringle campus, and I want to tell each and every one of you that I'm proud of every beard among you.
Hooray!
Thank you, pupils. While we started this school in a small way, I hope that by next year to be able to give master's degrees in sticker-licking, tinsel tossing, wrapper ripping, popcorn stringing, tissue tearing, and ribbon snarling.
Hey, teacher.
Yes, Santa Claus Underwood.
I saw a notice that all us Santa Clauses will have to study botany next term. Why is that?
That's because we've been a little unfortunate with some of our students who couldn't tell holly from poison ivy. Now, boys, when you take your posts in the various stores of Santa Clauses, I want you all to wear your fraternity pins on your uniforms. That will mean that you're members of both the Phi Beta Chimneys and the Tote Bag of Toys. Now, before we go on... Pardon me. McGee College of Santa Clausing. Prexy McGee speaking. Okay. I'll send one right over. You betcha. Thanks for calling. Well, boys, the Wistful Vista Buggy and Whip Shop wants a Santa Claus right away. Will Santa Claus Horseface O'Brien pack his bag and leave immediately?
Gee, thanks, teacher. So long, boy.
Goodbye, Horseface.
Remember your instructions. Yeah, that just goes to show you, boys, what a demand there is for trained men. Why go into the crowded professions of dentistry, law, and medicine when you can be a Santa Claus with 11 months vacation every year? Santa Claus Wilcox.
Yes, teacher.
If you don't quit chewing gum in class, you'll have to stay after school and write, "Where can I exchange this?" 50 times on the blackboard. Now then, boys, let's practice laughing jovially. All right, class, now a jovial laugh in unison. One, two, three. Not bad, but I heard a nasty note in the front row there. Somebody ain't got his heart in this. Try it again now. One, two, three. There it is again, only worse. Santa Claus, Perry, can't you laugh more jovially?
No, teacher.
Why not? Don't you love little children?
No, I hate little children.
Why, Perry Claus, how you talk. Don't you know you can't be a department store Santa Claus if you hate little children?
That's why I hate them. I've been a department store Santa Claus.
Undergraduate Perry Claus will please turn in his whiskers and leave the school. Immediately.
Okay, goody. Oh.
Bolshevik. Now to go on with the questions, pupil. Santa Claus weans.
Yes, teacher.
What would you say if a naughty little boy should suddenly reach up and yank your beard off?
I'd say, ouch, this is my own beard.
Now, pupils, I want to impress on you particularly that Santa Clausing is a happy profession. I want you to be full of Christmas cheer.
What if somebody smells it on our breath?
No, you got me wrong, bud. I mean gaiety. I want you to sing at your work. Here, I'll show you. Now listen, all you bearded boys who want to be St. Nick's. I will tell you how it's done, because I know all the tricks. They call me Santa Claus McGee, big sled and reindeer guy. When I go down a chimney, smoke gets in my eye. Listen, you guys, and take it from me. If you are wise like Fibber McGee, you can be a good Santa Claus. Ha-cha. Sliding down flues, you take a chance. Remember to use asbestos pants if you want to be Santa Claus. And as for you folks listening, you better not be lax. We've got our eye on you, you know.
So use lots of Johnson's wax.
Oh, we're making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Hang up your stockings.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Sweep out your chimneys.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Put out the fire.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Quiet, please, quiet. The class will come to order. Are there any questions you pupils would like to ask before we continue?
Yes, teacher. How did you ever get your start as Santa Claus?
Well, Bud, I'll tell you. One day when I was but a mere lad, I heard my father say, he says, I don't know what to make of that boy. The only time he shows signs of human intelligence is just before Christmas. And I knew right then that I'd found my life work. Kris Kringle McGee, I was known as in them days.
No.
Yes. Kris Kringle McGee, cleverly keeping the countryside's curiosity continually on the qui vive with a cloth container of kiddie cars, candy canes, candid cameras, Christmas cards, catchy curios, cunning cupies, costly coasters, and countless contraptions and contrivances for carefree, contented kids from Cape Cod to California. And now, pupils of the McGee College of Santa Clauses, back to our schoolwork. As a special treat, we have with us today a very famous man, a star of radio, stooge, and screen, who will give us a few words on the subject of getting into the real Santa Claus character. Gentlemen, Mr. Reginald Hamfat.
Thank you, Prexian students. I'm delighted to stand here and speak to you, future Kringles. Particularly as in all my motion picture contracts, I've seen a lot more clauses than Santas. And I speak as one who has played the old Nick, the old Saint Nick, that is to say, thousands of times in a theater. What would you think of an actor like myself, who had played Dickens' Christmas Carol 934 times?
I'd say he had a Scrooge loose someplace.
Yes, that's very humorous. That's very good. Now, my advice to all you overstuffed thespians is not to just act Santa Claus. Be Santa Claus. Live the character. As Shakespeare so well said in the third act of it goes like this. Two Santa Clauses faced each other, and one most sadly hissed. You took my job, you Kringle rat, and I've been double crissed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hamfat. Now, which of you Santa Clauses can recite that charming old poem for the professor, The Night Before Christmas?
I can, teacher.
Fine.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. But even the mice would have left no tracks, 'cause the floor was protected with Johnson's wax.
Wilcox Claus.
Yes, teacher.
Harpo Claus, I'm really glad you're taking up Santa Claus work.
Gee, why?
Oh, I love to see you holding the bag.
Oh, all right. What are you going to...
Excuse me. Hello? McGee School for Santa Clauses? Oh, yes. 21 Santa Kringlers? Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Blitzen. There's only 20 in the class this year. Ah, no. I don't know where you could get a... Huh? Ah? Me? Oh, I'm afraid... Well, okay. I'll act as Santa Claus in the main store till I find another boy for you. Okay, Mr. Blitzen. Dad read it. Boys, we all got jobs with the Dunner and Blitzen department store chain.
Hooray!
Report to the registrar with your boots and beards, and she'll assign you to the different stores. You are dismissed, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Oh, just what I wanted.
That's the wrong response, boys. Try it again. Merry Christmas.
And the same to you, teacher.
That's better. Well, Dennis Claus, why didn't you leave with the other pupils?
I wanted you to hear my music lesson, teacher. I've been learning some Christmas songs.
Well, that's fine, Dennis Claus. What is your favorite carol?
Lombard.
That's nice, but I'm afraid you ain't got the range for it, Dennis Claus. Now, what Christmas song would you like to have me approve of?
I've got my heart set for you.
Not hearth. I've got my heart set on you. Go ahead, Clark.
I've got my heart set on you. No one else can possibly do. No one else can replace the ecstasy you bring to me. You're so divine. I've got my heart set on you. You're a blessing from out of the blue. Alone can decide the fate of me. Your destiny has to be mine. You are the moon on high. You are a starlit sky. The fragrance of flowers in spring. You are a dream of love. You are my theme of love. Darling, you are my everything. I've got my heart set on you. No one else can possibly do. Tell me, why does a voice with every beat call your name and then repeat, I've got my heart set on you.
Hi, Bud. You the manager of the toy department? I'm Fibber McGee, in charge of the Santa Claus school. Now, you hear me, Bud? I'm the Santa Claus for this store till we get somebody else. Hey, don't you believe me?
How can I? I don't believe in Santa Claus.
You don't? Well, now I know why you got that funny expression, Bud. You've had your face lifted. Welcome to the Dunner and Blitzen department store, folks. Let the kiddies talk to
Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
What is it, sis?
Where can I get a Christmas tree?
Bargain basement, sis. We got a special today on trees and trimming.
Oh, really?
Yep, you buy the tree and we give you a trimming.
Oh.
Welcome, folks, to the Dunner and Blitzen
department. There, Santa Claus. So there you are.
Hi, Scotty. What can I do for you?
Take a good look at Santa Claus, children. Santa, do you remember these wee ones, little Angus and little Heather?
Well, I can't say
that. Aye, 'tis well your face should be red, you scoundrel.
Ah.
You with your white beard and your black heart. And what were you bringing this bonny lad and lassie last Christmas?
Well, how should I?
Aye, a wee bit stick of peppermint that stuck to their stockings and stinted their stomachs. Oh. 'Tis a wicked old man you are, Santa, and I call down on you the curse of the MacDuffs.
Oh, is that so? Well, listen here, you big oatmeal cookie. I'll knock the...
Footman, what have I done? Children, me with my thin Scottish temper. Now we've made St. Nicholas angry with us. And this year you'll likely not even get the peppermint. but dinna cry, lassie. I'll take you for a nice ride on the escalator. Now gang along.
That guy ain't close. He's a photo finish. How he ever expects to get on?
Hi, Mr. St. Santa Claus.
Oh. Silly Watson.
Yes, how you all know my name, please?
Why, shucks. Oh, you can't fool Santa Claus, Watson, my boy. Don't you know who it is that sees all and knows all?
Yes, that old newsreel man, Mr. Passe, please.
I was referring to Santa Claus, Watson. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I thought maybe y'all could give me some shopping advice, please, Mr. Nicholas, sir.
Okay, let's see your list.
Yes,
now, what'll we get your brother? Does he hang up his stockings?
No, sir, he don't. He's so lazy, he don't even hang up his pants.
Lazy, eh?
Yes.
Well, I never seen a lazy guy yet that didn't like to fish. Why don't you get him a few flies?
Well, what?
I said get him a few flies.
Flies,
sir? Yeah, flies.
What for?
Why, to go fishing with.
Yes, but flies ain't much company, please.
No. Trout flies. Don't he ever whip a stream?
Now, what good that gonna do, please? If there ain't any fish biting, there just ain't any, that's all. It ain't no use losing your temper.
Oh, well, just get him a handkerchief.
Well, he got one of them, I think.
Well, who's next on your list?
Rosebud, that's my girl. She's awful hard one to get something for, too.
I see. She's got everything.
You telling me?
Well, why don't you get her a lavalier?
A what?
A lavalier.
A lavalier? You mean with hot and cold running water, sir?
Lavalier, a necklace.
Well, that's your idea, please. Thank you. Well, I don't want to take up no more of your time, please. You've been real good.
Hey there, wait a minute, Watson. Haven't you forgot somebody?
Who that?
Well, how about the man you work for sometimes? I think his name is McGee. You going to get him something?
No, sir. I guess I'll just send him a little old Christmas Valentine, please.
Christmas card, is that all? Why, don't you like this McGee fellow, Watson?
Well, yes, I like him real good, Mr. St. Nicholas, but he's an awful big bag of wind, please.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. Besides, he don't pay me much, and when he do, he usually borrows it back. He's a good man, but he sure is exasperating.
Oh, well, I don't know now, but
you know, Mr. Santa Claus, there's something about your voice kind of reminds me of his. If and I didn't know better, I'd say you might be his cousin or something.
Well, how do you know I couldn't be?
On account of you being a saint, Mr. Nicholas. Well, I sure appreciate taking up your time. I better go now.
Welcome back, Nothing done in bits and folks. Let the kiddies come right up and talk to Santa Claus. Hello, madam. Why, that's a lovely child you have there.
Oh, thank you, Santa Claus. Speak to Santa Claus, dear.
You coming to my house, Santa Claus?
You betcha, sonny. Next time I come dashing over the snow behind my pet reindeer.
And not even reindeer or snow, my pet, can hurt your floors when they're Johnson waxed. It's the finest protective
polish. Oh, shush.
Oh, excuse me.
That's bad anyway. You guys got my patience on a 90-day trial. Welcome to Dunner and Blitzen store. Oh, hi there, Grandpop. Doing your Christmas shopping early?
Me? Who, Squirrely?
I didn't say anybody was anything I can do for you, old-timer?
Who are you? Fireman?
No, I ain't a fireman. I'm Santa Claus.
Because of what?
Not because of nothing. I'm Santa Claus.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, you might have fooled me with that stuff last year, sonny.
What you mean?
Well, last Christmas, us kids were waiting for Santa Claus when Bappy Pappy's beard came off and gave the whole darn thing away.
Elmo Tanner whistling and Ted Weems playing Rosalie. Now, no woman likes to get down on her hands and knees and wear herself out scrubbing floors. That's one reason why millions of housewives are so enthusiastic about Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. This remarkable liquid polish keeps floors bright and clean, protects them from dirt and wear, does away entirely with the drudgery of floor scrubbing. Buy Johnson's self-polishing glow coat from your dealer tomorrow.
All right, kiddies, come right up and talk to old Saint Nick. Oh, hi there, kid. You gonna have a nice Christmas at your house?
Oh, boy, am I. This Christmas is gonna be a wow.
Why, bud?
It's gonna be the biggest Christmas I ever had.
Oh.
Me old man's got varicose veins, and I'm hanging up his rubber stockings. Oh, boy!
All right, folks, step right up and let the kiddies talk to old
Saint...
Well,
for scrimp's sake, what is this I'm hearing about Saint Nicholas?
Oh, Nick DePopulos. Hi, Nick.
Who is calling DePopulos by his Nick's names? Those voices are being familiar, but that face is looking like something the cats are dragging in, looking at, and dragging out again. Who is it?
Why, it's me, Nick. Fibber McGee.
Oh, hello, Fizzer. I'm not hardly knowing somebody when he's having a porcupine running some interference for his chin.
Well, I can't help the jawgrass, Nick. It goes with the outfit.
And where is this outfit going with you, I'm asking? Are you playing hide and sneak with somebody, Fizzer?
No, don't you get the idea, Nick? I'm the Santa Claus for this store. You know, St. Nick, Kris Kringle.
I'm knowing for St. Nicholas and maybe Santa's Clauses, but who is this kissing a shingle?
Not kissing a shingle, Kris Kringle. That's just another name for St. Nick.
Oh, I think I'm grabbing onto these ideas now, Fizzer. These Santa Kringle Nicholases is being three different peoples, which is making you the stuff of pillows in my stomach for three times your smallness. That is a very preposterous idea, I'm thinking.
I'm beginning to think so myself, Nick. You shopping for the family?
Oh, sure, Fizzer. Mrs. DePopulos is saying to me this morning, while we are not letting some of the kids listening, Mrs. DePopulos is saying to me,
Nick, she is saying, lowering my voice so nobody can eavesdrop. Nick, she is saying.
Well, what did she say?
If I was remembering Fizzer, then I am not afraid to be going home with it. But my memory is fooling me, so I am just looking around, hoping something is reminding you of what she told me about something. Well, so long, St. Fizzer. If my kids are forth to expecting you down our chimneys, business will be looking up, I'm thinking.
All right, folks, step up and let Santa Claus talk to the kiddies. Welcome to the Dunner and Blitzen.
Excuse me, Santa Claus, but will you fill my stockings for me?
Looks like you're doing a pretty nice job yourself.
Oh, Santa Claus, you're so cute. I'll bet you have fun, don't you?
Oh, I don't know. I'll be glad to help you out, sis. What was it you wanted? Here, I'll write down the items.
Well, first, I want a Kalinske coat.
C-O-A-L. Can you make that fox furs?
All right. And then an evening gown.
Any particular evening?
Thursday.
Thursday evening gown.
A diamond tiara.
Diamond tiara. How about an emerald boumdier to go with it?
Oh, Santa Claus, you are the one. Now, I'm serious. And a 12-cylinder coupe.
12 cylinders is going to kind of crowd the stocking in it, sis. Better make it 8 cylinders.
All right. And a rope of pearls and a baguette wristwatch.
What, Christmas and no nuts and oranges? Kind of skimping, ain't you, sis?
Oh, I don't know. I think those are all modest requests.
Well, I didn't want to have you disappointed, sis, but you see, confidentially, there really ain't no Santa Claus, you know.
Why, there is, too.
Oh, no, there ain't.
Oh, yes, there is.
No, there ain't.
Yes, there is.
There ain't.
There is.
There ain't.
There is, and I can prove it.
Huh?
Oh, Daddy comes.
Yes, baby comes. What is it?
Ah, Daddy comes. Will you buy me all the things on this list, Putchy Woochie?
Of course, baby comes.
You mean you buy all them diamonds, them fur coat, that rope of pearls and all that?
There, you see?
Sis, you got me. There is a Santa Claus. Here, bud, you take the beard.
If you should ask several million housewives how they keep their linoleum shining and clean with practically no work, most of them would tell you they use Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. This easy-to-use liquid polish requires no rubbing or buffing. It dries in 20 minutes to a beautiful, bright polish, changing dull, lifeless floors to beautiful, gleaming surfaces right before your eyes. After your floors and linoleum are protected with Johnson's glow coat, your cleaning work will be cut in half. For Glow Coat actually seals the pores and cracks, shutting out dirt and stains. If you have inlaid or printed linoleum, linoleum rugs, rubber tile, asphalt, painted or varnished wood floors, be sure to protect and beautify them with Glow Coat. GLO-COAT. Johnson Self-Polishing Glow Coat.
Miss McGee, you know, I met me a Santa Claus little old store, and he sounded just like you, please, sir.
That was me, Sil.
It was?
Yeah.
Well, how come you ain't Santa Claus no more, please,
sir? Well, they give the job to a guy with a bigger stomach than me, Sil.
He get it away from
you. Yep, kind of beat me to the paunch, you might say. Good night, folks. Good night, Molly.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat at Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Monday night at this same time. Good night.
This election, I've Got My Heart Set on You, is from the production Alabama Goes to Town. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. Station WMAQ, Chicago. General Electric invites you to hear now The Hour of Charm.